This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want you to notice the man's humility. He's so humble when he could have been proud. He's used to giving orders. He's used to people jumping when he says jump, and yet he says, Lord, I don't even deserve to have you come under my roof. And Lord, if you'll just say the word. How did he know that? I think he heard Jesus speak. I think he may have seen Jesus perform miracles. And he said, Lord, all you have to do is say the word, and my servant will be healed, because I'm under authority and I'm used to giving orders to people who are under my authority. And verse 9 is the key verse. I want you to look at it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel. Do you know that he probably offended people when he said that? There were people who said, I don't appreciate that. That a man who's a part of the occupational force, who's our oppressor, who loves God's people and who built us a synagogue, you say, I haven't seen faith like that in all of Israel. I'm sure there were people who were offended by it. But he was an unlikely person whom God used. I want to point out something. In verse 9, it says, I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel. Question? God's looking at your life and my life. What's he find? Arrogance? Yeah, for some people. God's looking at your life and my life. What does he find? Bitterness? Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of bitter people in the United States of America in 2016. Your bitterness comes from when you've been wounded. And bitterness doesn't start out as sin, but it always ends up that way. If you're bitter long enough towards somebody, eventually it will become a sin in your life that becomes the cancer of the soul. And it defiles people. The Bible says that don't let the root of bitterness grow up and defile many. There's a defiling nature to bitterness. And I remember wanting to know, what does defile mean? And it shook me up because it said, in the same way that sexual immorality defiles the body, bitterness defiles the spirit or the soul. It's heavy duty to the Lord. It may not be to us. What's the Lord find in you and in me when he looks at us? He looks at a centurion and he finds a faith that he hasn't seen even in all of Israel. I want to tell you a story about God using unlikely people that is really, I would say, one of the top 10 stories for me that touches me, that I haven't told it in years here. It's told by Tony Campolo, who's professor emeritus at Eastern University in Pennsylvania. I don't want to talk about Tony per se because I know there's controversy surrounding what he believes now and doesn't believe, and I don't want to get into that. I just want to tell you a story he told years ago. A good story stands on its own 2 feet. Tony Campolo says about 30 years ago, he was the speaker at a typical church camp of junior high students. Junior high meaning 7th, 8th, 9th grade students. There was a young man at the church camp, a camper, by the name of Charlie, who had cerebral palsy. You know what it's like when somebody has cerebral palsy. They walk in a halting way. They speak in a halting way. They're very limited in what they can do physically and vocally. And you know, the kids called him Spastic Charlie.
Well, this is a dramatic story, to say the least. It's an emotional story that will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to hear this message or any part of this message again. Be sure and listen to visual stories and to look at visual stories on our website. That's called crosshope.org. God bless you. Continue this story tomorrow on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.